Well, if you've got a little snowflake at your house and, well, you've got too much money.
I have two of them, actually. So.
Well, the female snowflake. Okay. Disney is here to help.
Oh, good.
Because they were thinking the other day, gosh, there must be some parents out there who've just got more money that they want to go ahead and spend. So, on your little Starlight Princess. Disney Stores releasing a line of makeup in September that celebrates some of fairy tale's most evil villains. Now, the ladies who... aren't bad. They're just drawn that way. There's BellaSugar.com says that Disney Stores are releasing 6 limited edition collector dolls and beauty items to go with them.
Ooh, I bet there's some Beauty and the Beast stuff there.
Well, lip gloss. Mm-hmm.
But it's the bad girls, right?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, so it wouldn't be. Yeah, it's just the bad girls.
Bad people. Okay, Wicked Witches and stuff.
Something like that. Set of 3 colors includes a red Cruella de Vil from 101 Dalmatians, a neutral Queen of Hearts from Alice in Wonderland, and a purple for the evil queen from Snow White. There's a compact, the Mirror Mirror, which features a design sketch of 3 villainous vixens. Villainous vixens, do you like that? And then there's Eyeshadow. The 6-color set includes a green for Maleficent from Sleeping Beauty, white for Ursula from The Little Mermaid, and a peach color for Mother Gothel from Tangled. Which is that's their newest thing, isn't it?
Or no, you mean of thing. All the villainous vixens that they had, they didn't perhaps choose one of the most villainous, and that's the evil stepmom from Cinderella?
They did not.
She needs something special.
I think maybe she's not memorable if you saw her.
True. She looks pretty normal.
Yes, exactly. I think that's probably what it's about. And
yeah, she doesn't have a wart on her chin or anything.
Because you see Cruella de Vil, you know that's who that is, and so that's it. A gun-wielding 9-year-old in Sweden, that's right, accused of stealing an electric car at gunpoint. See, that's 2 things that would not happen in U.S. America. You probably wouldn't have a gun-wielding kid.
You'd hope.
Yeah. And why would they go and steal an electric car, after all? The local newspaper says that witnesses heard the child scream, "It's loaded!" as he aimed a pistol at bystanders. Then he allegedly jumped into the parked car when the first vehicle wouldn't start. He jumped into the second car and took off, nearly running over a gardener. Oh, my God!
Oh,
there was
my
a
God.
Gardener nearby.
Oh, not David.
Oh, no, no, no. I don't think so. Cops say that he crashed after about 10 minutes behind the wheel.
Right. We don't want to lose a sponsor, you know.
Yeah, he had to travel down the hall.
Yeah. Then he tried to take off on foot, but was nabbed by a quick-thinking adult. Police say the boy is too young to face criminal charges.
Hmm.
All right, here you go. You ready for this one?
Well, we better be.
All right.
Start
studying up on the good book. August the 23rd is the premiere date of the Game Show Network's new show, The American Bible Challenge.
Ooh.
Really?
Yeah. Absolutely.
It's on the game. What's on the Game Show Network?
It's coming from Michael Davies. That's the same guy who produced Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. And Ted Foreman from Reality Reel. The hour-long show will be hosted by Jeff Foxworthy.
Hour-long?
Yep. It'll draw questions from the Bible narrative, and it'll air on ABC,
GSN.
Yeah, GSN on Thursdays at 7 p.m.
I don't want to sit with Chase and watch that. I mean, you know, golly.
Give me a lot of credit, Tom, but I appreciate it.
Well, you know.
No, I tell
I'm
you what.
There hemming
no,
and hawing
no,
and you're...
no, yeah, except yeah. except that one that you know that he doesn't, then he's going to be really tough to
watch. Oh, I know. Yeah,
you talk about an insufferable reaction.
Oh, man. This is not going to be good.
And that'll just be a guess. You know, Ecclesiastes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
You're correct, Tom.
Booyah!
Yeah. In your face! How do you like me now? Yeah, come on. Hey, come on,
that's
Wafer
right.
Boy. Let's
put
go.
Put that in your Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John
yeah,
there, buddy.
So there you go. Anyway.
So all right.
We'll see how that works out.
When will it start?
It'll start on...
Easter. No. Well.
It'll be August 23rd. You're not going to live here anymore. It won't matter.
Oh, well, they'll have it in Nebraska, I'll bet. They believe in God up there.
Do they have television in Nebraska?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, you better look at that. Have you checked into that? Have you checked into how many channels you get up there?
I'm going to get all that I need to pay for.
I was going
to
say, and Scott, you're going to have to pay for all of them now.
Yeah, really? Yeah, yeah, oh, yeah, you bet. But no, first thing I'm going to do is find out, you know, what I have to pay to get the right channels to get the Aggie football games. That's the first thing I'm going to have to find out.
Oh,
so,
okay.
You know,
and then
so
he'll go,
probably cost me a bundle.
And he'll go, huh, okay.
Well, go Huskers then.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Go Big Red.
Yeah, we changed that. In Pennsylvania's Lancaster County, an atheist is threatening to sue a restaurant for their Sunday church bulletin discount program.
It's a private business.
The funny part is that John Wolf, who's 80, says he's never been to the restaurant.
Now he's just trying to stir up trouble.
Being contrarian, that's right. Hasn't stopped him from filing the complaint with the state. Just doesn't think the restaurant should not give discounts based on religion. Restaurant owner, who says she doesn't have time to go to church, says the guy'll get over it, should get over it. She's got to have more things to concentrate
on. By that logic, because I choose to go to church, and therefore I get a discount, and the restaurant should be prohibited from doing that, should there also be no discounts whatsoever or any Kids Eat Free promotions?
Yeah,
because
really,
if you chose to bring a child into the world,
mm-hmm,
you're penalizing those. You could argue, oh, so you're going to penalize me if I come in with a couple of friends and we don't have children, then we're going to have to pay full price. But if we brought a kid in, you know, at least the kid would get discounted.
Yep, you get 10% off the purchase of your dinner. She's got 30 days to submit a written answer to the complaint. She says right now the only requirement in her establishment is that men must wear sleeves.
Mm.
Hope they're wearing something beyond that.
Yeah, she didn't say anything about a shirt, sweet thing. You just said sleeves.
Yeah, exactly right.
Like him sleeve.
Just come on in here. Just come on in here. Right. Hello.
Yeah, and along with, you know, doing away with the kid discounts, the senior discounts, and all the women's night and all that kind of stuff, too.
Ooh, senior discounts. And I bet that 80-year-old atheist would get good and righteously mad if he did that.
Yeah, take that one away.
Water disasters can wreak havoc on your home. Whether it's a toilet overflow, broken water line, or faulty plumbing, you need help fast. Kim Dry can immediately respond to your water damage emergency. Kim Dry has industry-certified professionals to tackle almost any water situation. We use the latest technology and techniques and equipment to complete the job right. If you have emergency water problems, call Kim Dry of Brazos County, 776-9833. Independently owned and operated by Brad Ayers, serving Brazos, Robertson, Burleson, Milam, Lee, and Falls Counties.
Hi, I'm Donna with the Jewelry and Coin Exchange. The price of gold is still high, and we have many customers that are coming in to sell their unwanted gold jewelry. At the Jewelry and Coin Exchange, we buy gold, diamonds, platinum, silver jewelry, silver flatware, and Swiss watches. We buy and sell gold and silver coins from one item to a whole collection. Why send your valuables through the mail to people you don't know, or wait to sell to companies that come in for a couple of days and leave town? We buy 6 days a week, every week. We live here, we shop here, and we appreciate your business. In fact, we were voted best gold and silver buyers in 2011. We pay the most for your precious gems and metals, and we do it quickly. You don't even need an appointment, just stop by. We hear every day how easy it is and how happy our customers are with the offer we make them. We'd like to make you an offer, too. Come see us. The Jewelry and Coin Exchange is located at 313 College Avenue, one block off University Drive in the IHOP Center. Call 846-2400.
Best sandwich shop, best food delivery, best bakery, best cookies. At last year's Best of the Brazos Valley Awards, Blue Baker took home a lot of hardware. Visit our Dominic Drive or University Drive Bakery Cafe and try our award-winning sandwiches, our pastries, stone oven pizza, and of course, our artisan baked bread. Then be sure to visit bestofthebrazos.com to find out how you can vote for the Best of the Brazos Valley. Blue Baker.
Hey, Newstalk 1620, WTAW, it's 10 minutes till. Hey, new mommies, are you thrilled with your little bundle of joy but wonder what the heck happened to your life? Take heart, you're not alone. The UK's Daily Mail reports a new study of 1,000 British mommies discovered it takes the average woman 1 year, 1 month, and 2 weeks to get her mojo back after giving birth.
Hmm.
I did, Didn't know that people in Great Britain talked about Mojo. I thought that just happened at Odessa, but maybe not. So what exactly counts as Mojo? Everything from feeling attractive, returning to the workforce, having a social life. Ladies blamed being continually tired, not having enough time for themselves, and extra baby weight as reasons for being down, but felt being in the right postpartum job was the biggest deciding factor.
Well, I know when both of our kids were born, it took me a long time to feel pretty again.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
You just look in that mirror.
Yeah, yeah. Just every day.
You know, just look at myself. Shave and have the circles under my eyes and be like, I just don't feel pretty at all.
While we're talking about babies, test tube update, the first test tube baby.
What's the visual? You obviously have one.
He does, doesn't he?
No, I am. You know, that postpartum beard, you know.
I mean, got a barbecue sauce stain on my T-shirt. Yeah.
Wife beater.
Yeah.
Jamie walks in, what is wrong with you? I just don't feel pretty since the baby was born.
Right.
I'm up at 2 a.m. with this child. Yeah. I don't want to hear about how pretty you don't feel.
I'm gonna go sit down with the Wii and feel better.
Yeah.
Go play some bowling or something. Yeah. All right, the first test tube baby was Louise Brown, who was born by in vitro in UK in 1978. Today, there are 5 million test tube babies born around the world, according to research. International Committee for Monitoring Assisted Reproductive Technologies, that's all in one business card, presented its latest data at the European Society of Human Reproduction and Embryology Conference over the weekend.
Well, it's even kind of an antiquated term to refer to them as test tube babies.
That's
now.
True. Yes, that's very
true. You're a test tube baby. That's a really small place to give birth. But that's not how it works.
Well,
I mean, it's just that's the indication one would get.
And, you know, the more you think about it, how do they feel about themselves?
Well,
being called test tube baby.
Well, that and the study that came out yesterday, that if you spank your kids, it can make them mentally ill.
Oh, I've got that. I didn't
do
know.
You?
Yeah, I do. Okay. I've got that story.
Roll that out there.
Yeah, I got that for you so you parents who might be doing that.
Who spank your children.
Right. That spare the rod, spoil the child, probably more valid than anyone ever thought. A new study shows children who were hit or physically punished as a child were at a higher risk of developing mental issues when they grew up. Specifically, adults who were spanked or otherwise physically punished by a parent as a child, adults who were spanked when they were a child, were 2 to 5% more likely to become depressed, develop anxiety disorders, mania, drug or alcohol dependency, mental disorders marked by narcissism, antisocial behavior, paranoia, or emotional dependency were 4 to 7% more likely. The increase was seen even in families who showed no other signs of dysfunction.
That small of, I didn't realize the percentages were that small.
Yeah.
That seems negligible at best.
Well, yeah. Again, I'm not going to decide for you how to parent your child, but hello.
Yeah, when we were parenting, every child deserved a pat on the back.
Yes.
Sometimes higher up. Sometimes lower down.
That's right. Hello.
And with greater velocity.
So that's what's wrong with me.
That's it. That's what I'm waiting for right there. Oh, so now I know why.
Well, it's just another reason for useless people to blame their parents for something.
One more time, just so you know.
Yeah.
It was their fault. So, you know, what the heck? Their birthday comes along. Yeah, I don't have to send them a card. You know, you can go ahead and
happy birthday, Mom. Thanks for ruining my life by spanking me.
Introducing the new facelift dentures. Your front teeth support your lips. Your back teeth support your face. If your teeth aren't designed for facial fullness, the result is that sunken-in denture look. The facelift denture changes all that. You can expect fuller lips, less wrinkles, a tighter neck, and a stronger chin, restoring your smile and reversing the aging process. Dentures don't have to look like dentures anymore. Call Dr. Michael Reese at 979-846-6515 or visit us online at drreese.com.
Having a swimming pool is an investment in family fun and an investment in your home's value. The Pool Guy has over 28 years' experience building, renovating, and servicing swimming pools and spas. Trust the Pool Guy to build a beautiful, structurally superior swimming pool within a comfortable budget. The Pool Guy will earn your trust, protect your investment, and provide your family a swimming pool with a lifetime of fun. Visit the Pool Store in the Tower Point Shopping Center or call 575-6200 for the Pool Guy. We Texans love to show our pride. TXTraders.com, where College Station's home to the Texas Trading Post, the largest online store for Texas gifts and Texas home decor, including apparel, metal art, corporate gifts, and one-of-a-kind made-in-Texas products and Aggie gifts.
Howdy, this is Linda Harvell. Thanks for voting the Texas Trading Post 2011's best online store in the Brazos Valley. We would appreciate your vote again this year. Vote now through July 5th. Find the link at TXTraders.com.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Ready to get started on your next metal project? Let Hilco guide you through the entire process. They can design a metal building to fit your needs and set you up with a contractor to help with construction. The Hilco staff has broad experience with building designs ranging from carports, garages, and hay barns to office warehouses, mini storage, and the newest trend of barn dominiums, which combine living quarters with shop space for the ultimate country retreat. Give them a call at 936-825-0500 or visit HilcoSupply.com.
Come on down. Hilco, come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or HilcoSupply.com.
I tell you, they're about to bust their buttons in Bethel, Alaska. I'm just telling you, they've been begging for a Taco Bell for years.
And they got it.
So when those rumors began circulating that one was about to open, local residents got so excited, very excited.
How excited?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, just real excited. They lined up.
But then the unthinkable happened. It turned out to be a lie.
There was none?
No Taco Bell was actually planned for the city. It all turned out to be a vicious rumor started by local pranksters. Well, the good news is the company caught wind of the incident, and executives took action. They reportedly flew ingredients in from Anchorage. Executives shipped enough taco fillings to make 10,000 tacos. Then they fed the town of Bethel for free. Ingredients included 955 pounds of seasoned beef-type product.
Yeah, make sure you call it that.
Yeah.
Because I think we've proven it's like 48% shredded gym mats. So
Bethel has a population of 6,200 people. And
delicious.
Yeah, didn't taste good. They're in the middle of nowhere. It's Alaska. Everything's in the middle of nowhere in Alaska.
Alaska itself is in the middle of nowhere.
It is, on this date in history.
Hey, Bethel, we feel your pain.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, we've been promised the Hooters for years, you know?
Yeah, really? Yeah.
And Joe's Crab Shack.
Send some of them girls in here.
Yeah. I love this place.
I know you do. Mm-hmm. The first savings bank opened in New York, 1819. $2,807 was deposited.
You want me to give you my money?
Yeah. And on this date in 1965... Trigger died.
Oh, no, and stuffed.
Yeah, stuffed him.
Yeah.
Still there.
Roy.